Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
All right, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alvin Hollinger III, AH3, and you are listening to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. Today, I have for you a discussion about currency, thoughts on currency. But before we get started, this music that you're listening to that fits the vibe of this conversation is provided for my friend and producer, Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL. Mr. Free Will has been producing tracks for a while, and I want to get his name out here so that he can also help others tailor their presentations and their music in the way that it needs to be done. He's also just finished a project with another good friend of mine called Evokan, E-V-O-K-A-N. If you would like to know more about these two gentlemen, you can go to Mr. Free Will SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/FR3WILL. Again, that's soundcloud.com/FR3WILL. And the next one would be Evokan, E-V-O-K-A-N dot bandcamp.com/releases. Again, that's evokan.bandcamp.com/releases. And of course, you can also link up with me at Facebook at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin, A-L-V-I-N-I-I-I. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-D, 1, Alvin, A-L-V-I-N-I-I-I. Okay, so let's, I'm glad that we're done with that part. But again, yes, this is Mr. AH3 to most of y'all. Hashtag El Papi Chocolate to some. And tonight we're going to talk about, or I'm going to give my thoughts on currencies. Of course, I am no financial advisor, not licensed for anything. I am giving you an opinion and not informed or solicited in advice. I'm not selling a service with this. I'm just dropping what I believe is free game right now. So we're not going to take too much time. This is quite important, and I'll round it out at the end what the takeaway to it is, and we'll get there. But let's first start off, well, what is money? Money or currency is a lot of different things to a lot of different people. To some people, it's land. To some people, it's paper assets. To some people, it's digital assets. To some people, it's something like gold or silver. But it is some type of mean in exchange between individuals and parties for goods or services rendered, basically. And we're in a unique time right now, which is why I want to share this kind of conversation with you all and go a little bit on the serious tangent with my real talk today. We, of course, as it stands right now, the year is 2020. August, and we have gone through a major social health and economic health overhaul because of the social health issue, and it's shifting a lot of things, and a lot of people may not understand or see at this time. And so I want to give a little light on it, or at least kind of crack the door open so that you can go further on in your understandings of what's going on. But the thing is, what I'm seeing is that we're going from centralized currencies, centralized monies, to more of decentralized and also hard asset type of monies. So what do I mean by that? What I wanted to really lead with was a discussion on hard currencies, gold and silver, commodity money. And the reason why I want to lead with this is because our society has been so conditioned to deal only through third-party institutions such as banks and brokerages in order to hold and exchange and distribute their money, which is not a bad thing. It's created a very organized and a very liquid society. The issue happens when the underlying currency that drives all of these things is having value issues because of the nature of it. Most people don't know that, especially here in the United States, in most larger countries, these currencies that are issued, called fiat, are driven by debt instruments. They proliferate and they are generated in order to satisfy ongoing and expanding debts. These debts are basically like the pace setter for the values of these currencies. And on the surface, that doesn't sound bad. The problem is when there becomes an imbalance in debts and the inability for most people to obtain enough of this currency in time to satisfy those debts, you get a disruption, and now your government is forced to produce more and more currency to fill in the gaps for the debts that's created in the economy. That, in an essence, is called inflation. So when you have a currency that you hold that has a very difficult time sustaining values, and you don't have neither a job or a skill set or an asset, a business or something, to generate more currency for you to outpace that debt, you are in a bind. And so now we get to the conversation of the importance of having a parallel, some form of parallel currency, usually a hard or commodity-based currency. The most well-known forms of that type of currency is gold and silver. These are metals that have been used by many different cultures over many different ages, over many different eras, as a standard of tradable currency physically from person to person. And it's great on having a solidarity of value and an understanding of trust between parties, but the problem is it is not very well designed for global exchange. But on the smaller scale in individual households and lives, it definitely can be a hedge against the devaluation of your most well-known currencies, your government currencies. So what led me to talk about this tonight was, I guess I posted an article on Facebook. I can't remember the exact article, but I had a person hit me up about how to obtain these certain things. It's just a regular everyday person, and a lot of people don't know that it's not difficult. Most of your major cities have what's called coin shops, and if they don't have coin shops, they have what's called, of course, pawn shops. And what I wanted to do was just go through a short guide on how to buy locally these things and what to look for locally. So here we go. It's like four little directions, but you can always go back and re-listen to this and write this down, and it'll guide you in the right direction. So here we go. How to buy gold and silver locally. This is my recommendation. Number one, Google gold and silver spot prices. See what 1 ounce of gold or silver is going for. That gives you a frame of reference as the market value of the gold or silver per ounce. Because gold is relatively high, like in the thousands right now, you can also get smaller portions of gold. You can get them in grams and things like that. You don't have to buy a whole ounce. That's just a side note. Number two, Google coin shops near me. So since most of you, I would assume, have phone or access to a computer, do that. It should geolocate you in an area, and then you'll get a list of shops that pop up with their phone numbers. Which leads to number three, call a few of the stores up. And once you talk to the person, you do number four. First thing you can ask is, do they have 1 ounce or smaller units of generic bullion in gold or silver? And how much is an ounce with the premium? So when you go to these stores, you pay what's called spot, which is the going market price, but you also pay a premium on top of it to help service the exchange and create revenue for the coin shop. Depending on the activity of the market, if it's a slow market, you're looking at somewhere, at least for silver, $1.50 over spot. But when it's fast, which is kind of something that's happening right now, it can range from $4, and if it gets real crazy, you're looking at about like $10 over spot for the silver. The gold, I do not have that much experience with the spot prices above gold or percentage for premium above that. But if you call around, you make several different inquiries with several different places, you should start to get an idea of what that average is. And so once you have that information, the next thing you could do is ask, do they have national 1 ounce coins of gold and silver, and how much is the premium? There's a difference between what's called a generic bullion coin and a national bullion coin. National bullion coins are minted specifically for the nation. Like here in the United States, we have what's called the silver or the gold eagle. It has an eagle on it. It also has a dollar value on it, but that's pretty much nominal. Like if it was supposed to be traded in for legal tender, but the legal tender value is so far off from what the what's called the melt value, the actual silver content, that I believe I guess it's just for a more nominal look or recognition of the coin. In Canada, they have what's called the Canadian maple leaf. Let's see, China, they have the Chinese panda. So most major countries have their own national coin, but also they have the generics, and the generics are the best value for your buy, because you're not buying a national coin per se, you're buying the silver content that is a representation of value against fiat currency. So I wanted to drop that on you. That's pretty much it. My other recommendation, really, especially for people who are not sitting on a sizable amount of liquid holdings, is to go with silver. because silver has usually had a historical ratio of 11 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. But right now it's sitting around 80 to 110 ounces of silver to gold. And that spread shows that there is still a disconnection in the actual value of silver. Only other notes that I would say about this when it comes to gold and silver as a currency is don't bet the farm on it, of course. This is just a foundation or a hedge against currency devaluation. Ultimately, your strongest asset is your mind, your gifts, your dream, and the ability to connect that to the people who need it. But it does not hurt to have a conservative aspect in your financial life, no matter how talented or how creative you are. So that's gold and silver. I could touch maybe about 2 minutes on an emerging parallel digital currency mechanism that's developing. This mechanism is called blockchain. And blockchain is a digital system that's not unlike our digital fiat system that is centralized through banks and institutions. These blockchain assets or cryptocurrencies are decentralized. So it's an algorithm that is propagated and operated through vast or expanding networks of computers. The programming of these algorithms is so unique in the sense that even if you take out several different little hubs or networks, the ledger can repropagate itself through the networks again if there's different networks. And there's little to no central governing agency around many of these blockchains. Some are centralized, but these are probably going to be more and more integrated throughout all of our lives, knowingly or unknowingly, as we get into a more technologically leveraged society. We're talking about automated cars. We're talking about things that help organize and maintain inventories, logistics, basically just layers and layers of networks that interact with each other in order to achieve the movement or the efficiency of the society, which is coming our way. So what I basically wanted to say tonight was there's obviously big change in our environment. And with that big change, there's certain modalities that are declining and there's certain modalities that are increasing and getting more and more established. So I wanted to tell you guys tonight and speak on that so that it could get the gears rolling in your head. The takeaway to this is, as change comes, prepare your mind and prepare your living habits to adapt so that it's not such a hard transition for you. We were talking namely today in the sense of currencies. And so I hope that you got something awesome from this. And I'll be around. Again, have absolutely no idea what's going to come my way or what I'm going to talk about on the next one. But I hope this was informative for at least one person. If I could inspire just one person, see something a little bit different and help enhance their life, I consider myself winning. But I highly suggest it's going to be more than that. All right. Have a great day. Have a wonderful life. Until next time, this is Mr. AH3 to most. El Papi Chocolate to some. And I'll catch you guys again. Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we hear. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we hear.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.